It's Snapper John, M.D. Good morning, Doctor.
Good. Good morning to you, President. How y'all doing now?
Good. Right. How are you?
Good. Of course, you guys know I'm an FBS.
FBS.
What is that?
Front bottom specialist.
Right.
But I expanded my practice. I'm also a TSP.
What is that?
Tinkle stick physician. I cover them all now. Male, female, we do it all. Of course, I'm with the Cowboys. Now, I know a lot of people wondering if Tony Romo is going to play next game.
Yeah, is he going
to
play?
I need to calm down about that, all right? Now, I made my decision. I'm going to clear Tony Romo to play the next game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, now, he had a fracture in his rib, but it was so small we couldn't even find it with the x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they understand. This thing is a lot more slight than a lot of people making it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do a CAT scan on that bitch to find that fissure up in there. And I know a lot of people exaggerating it and say he had a collapsed lung. He didn't have no collapsed lung.
Yeah.
He had a slight amount of air surrounding the rib fracture. Now, that ain't a collapsed lung now. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Okay. Okay. You would know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, of course, I'm the one to examine him. Tony come in the locker room during the game. He put on some metal scoot on that locker room compact disc player. And then he plopped down on that training table with a bowl of cereal. And he said, Dr. Snapper, I need you to shoot me up with some painkiller so I can get back out of that game now. And I said, sure can. And so I started getting that needle thing ready. You know that needle thing. That, what do you call them?
A needle?
That's right. You want it. You ought to end the medicine, George.
Well, I don't think so.
So I approach him. I'm going to give him that shot so he can get back in the game. He said, not yet, Doc. I just got here. I want to finish my cereal and watch some cartoons. So we have to wait a little while. And finally he ready, and I give him the drugs, and he go back out in the game. You saw what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Played well.
He did play well. Now, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Jason Witten and Tony Romo, they're two cycle sisters.
They're cycle sisters?
Cycle sisters. Yeah, they always hang out together.
Well, you know. So,
they do each other's hair. They tickle fight each other. You know how it is. And, of course, they get their periods at the same time, too.
Oh, what? My Lord.
That was a joke, I think.
Bring it on down now.
Okay. All right.
Bring it on back down.
We'll bring it back down.
But it is interesting, don't they? They get their rib problems each with each other, too.
That is kind of wild.
One of them have a rib problem. The other one got to have a rib problem. Problem too, you know.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't be making fun. You know, the only rib problem I ever have is when I order 3 pounds of ribs and only bring me two. That's my rib problem now. I love ribs. You understand?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, I eat them damn ribs like a hyena, cracking bones, all kind of crazy stuff. I want to eat ribs all the time. Matter of fact, you see me sleep with my mouth open, you go ahead and shove some damn ribs in there. Down, down.
Okay, oh, bring it back down because we're talking.
Now, this team got other problems that we're dealing with. We got a lot of medical issues, you know, so I'm working full-time, 24 hours, round the clock.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other issues?
Well, you know, we got Felix Jones. He having surgery today.
Surgery?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm giving him a shoulder transplant. And
jeez.
There's no such thing.
So we had to head out this morning. We found a hobo this morning and harvested his shoulder. So we're going to do that a little bit later on.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've been busy working on Des Bryant's quad. You know, we got that quad problem. Uh-huh. I got his quad down to a triple. We're trying to get it down to a double. But, you know, we started off as a quad.
Well, I don't know that you're understanding that, but...
And Miles Austin, he got hamstring issues, so yeah. I'm going to work on that. I got that surgery scheduled for later this evening.
Surgery?
Yeah, we're going to make it a little more reliable. I'm going to take out his hamstring and install some nylon rope.
Okay.
A little more reliable. You know, it's tough. Don't degrade in the weather.
Uh-huh.
Jason Garrett, surgery scheduled for tomorrow.
Garrett?
What's he doing?
Oh, we're going to give him a lobotomy for that Miles Austin running play that he called.
Another medical joke there.
Yeah, we got Rob Ryan's stomach on Friday. That's going to be a good one there.
Well, you're busy.
Yeah, we got that. And we're going to get Jesse Holly also having brain surgery. I don't know if a lot of people know that.
No?
Yeah, we're going to cut out the parts of his brain that control celebration.
Yeah, it was a wild one, wasn't it?
It was wild when you see him holding up that arm. He's celebrating to the heavens there. Acting a fool. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it, don't you, George?
Well, it sounds like, yeah.
George over there laughing. Greg over there like, ooh. And you know it, George laughing. Bring it on back.
Ooh, yeah, okay. We're talking injuries here.
All right, now. We'll talk to y'all later now.
Okay.
We'll holler at you later. You have a blessed day.
Okay, take care.
See ya. There he goes, Snapper John, MD. One of the Cowboys team doctors.